been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is October the 24th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Boy, I'm glad to get this show going before we give up all our gains. We were up out of the gate about 40 points on the Dow. Now we're down 83. I think I know why. The Dow right now is down 83 to 26,750. That's where we are on the Dow. Of course, we have seen 27,000 recently. And, we're not that far from all-time highs on the Dow. I'm seeing the culprit today, 3M Company, down 3.5%. And that is a drag on the Dow. Boeing's down a little bit also. Caterpillar down 1%. GE down 1.1%. So that is having an impact on the Dow. But, very close to all-time highs here. The S&P 500, in the meantime, is down just a point right now. The S&P is at 3,003, very, very close to its all-time highs. NASDAQ is up 23. It was up about 38 or so. Now it's up 23. A lot of Best Stocks Now having very big days today. We'll get to that in a moment. NASDAQ at 8,143. Russell 2,000 flat. 1,553. Crude oil all of a sudden's got a little bounce in its step. Crude oil back up to $56 per barrel. Crude oil seen as an indicator for the strength of the global economy. And we've got the 10-year yield at 1.75% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Ooh, I see it's chilly in Minnesota today. I'm glad we were there last week. Getting chilly everywhere, though, across America. The market got a little chilly this morning, but starting to come back now. The NASDAQ is still up about 24, 25. The Dow down 73. 3M looks like the culprit there on the Dow today. Well, yesterday we had a decent day. We had a nice finish in the tech sector yesterday. And we had a lot of news on individual companies. I did a little buying yesterday, quite a bit of buying, in fact, on stocks that I already own for new clients. You see, I don't throw you into the market the very day that your money arrives here at Gunderson Capital. It actually arrives at Ameritrade, who is the custodian for your funds. No, I systematically and methodically pick away here and there at stocks when I think it's the right time. Sometimes people get frustrated. How come you haven't put my money to work yet? Oh, I'm busy. Don't worry. I'm looking at it every single day. And when I find things I like, you'll be in on that. So don't worry. I did a lot of that buying yesterday. I didn't sell anything. I sent out several tweets yesterday. What's up with Winnebago? All of a sudden, that thing is acting like a biotech that just discovered a new cure for cancer. Man, that thing is just breaking out. I don't know if a lot of people giving up and moving into Winnebago's or what the deal is, but that stock has been breaking out to the upside. The tanker stocks also. They always give me pause, however. Those tanker stocks are up and down. It's crazy all over the map. It's a supply and demand equation. When the demand gets heavy, the supply is tight. And it takes a while to build one of those tankers. There's so many tankers to go around. There's also some sanctions against one of the big tanker companies out there right now, Costco, COSCO, and that's putting pressure on the others. So we've seen some really good action in TNK, SALT, SALT, and a few other of the tanker stocks, but I'm just going to watch those tanker stocks. Let's see, Monolithic Power, that's a chip stock that I own. It had a really nice day yesterday. And the one that really caught my eye was a big holding of mine, Blackstone. Holy cow, that thing just shot higher yesterday. It's going higher today. BX, $34 billion market cap company, big dividend yield. When I bought it was in the mid-4s. The dividend yield still 3.7. What else yesterday? Oh, the home builders. Man, the home builders are on fire. There is an ETF. There's a couple of ETFs, actually, but the one that comes to mind, ITB, which is the Home Builder Index. Well, the builder-in-chief is sitting in the Oval Office, if you haven't noticed, for the last couple of years. The building sector has done very well, but I think you can thank the Fed more than anything with those low, low interest rates. Well, what is the biggest earnings report of earnings season these days? It used to be Apple. Apple's actually becoming a very important one once again, but it's not the king. I would say the king these days is Amazon. Definitely not 3M, that's for sure. Amazon will report after the close of earnings, after the close of the market today. Here's the number to watch for. The consensus earnings per share estimate is $4.49 per share. And the consensus revenue, get this, $68 billion. That's just in 90 days, $68 billion. No wonder they call it Amazon, or behemoth, I guess, the land beast. Amazon is expecting year-over-year growth of 21.5% in sales, in revenue. Over the last 2 years, Amazon has beat EPS estimates 75% of the time. They've beat revenue estimates 63% of the time. So we'll see Amazon after the close today. Mario Draghi, in his last meeting as the ECB chief, waved goodbye to Mario. He's kept interest rates at zero, during his whole term. And, of course, that's led to the market taking rates to negative in Germany, a few other countries. He'll be replaced not by a hawk, but if anything, someone who's even more dovish than Mario Draghi. Christine Lagarde will take over on November the 1st. And, of course, the ECB has already announced their decision. I bet you can't guess what the decision was. Oh, they left interest rates the same over there in Europe. They just cannot get that economy going. They continue to rely on monetary policy alone. They won't even mention the word fiscal policy. I haven't even heard the word mentioned, as in tax cut or tax incentive or something, a break on expedited depreciation rates on big machinery purchases, nothing. They just will not even, it will not come out of their mouths. Their lips cannot form that word, fiscal policy, that phrase. Eurozone PMI limps in as a consequence. The Eurozone economy remains close to stagnation. I guess they're happy. At the start of Q4, according to the latest flash PMI data, a further steep decline in manufacturing out. Now, don't blame the trade wars, Europe, because your economy was drifting lower before all of this happened. The Eurozone continues to slide. Not a good sign out there. If it slides into recession, they are obviously one of our biggest trading partners. Future expectations for the Europe economy sink to the gloomiest level since 2013. Job growth hit the lowest mark since 2014. How about a dose of fiscal policy? Somebody. Come on, Lagarde, you can do it. Practice saying fiscal policy, fiscal stimulus, something, anything but the monetary policy alone. September durable goods orders here in the U.S. fall more than expected. Maybe that's one of the reasons the Dow's down 78. I think the bigger reason is 3M, which is a member of the Dow. They missed earnings. Later today, Vice President Pence will give a talk on China. I think the market's worried a little bit about that, too. We've kept China on the back burner, that whole situation, but it will come to the front burner later today. We'll see how tough the stance is currently on China. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Sarasota will be headed down there Monday, November 18th, Tuesday, November 19th, and Wednesday, November 20th. Three full days at the Embassy Suites. Valet parking. Just pull on up and say, Gunderson's got this. And they'll park your car. You can walk in. You can meet with my dream team. You can meet with the Brain Trust. We got the certified financial planner there. We got Paul Carlson there. And then, of course, I will be there also. And we will listen to your story and see if there's anything that we can do to help. Take a look at your current program, your current plans, whatever. 855-611-BEST. Those days will fill up. Those appointments will be full, I would think. Those spots will go fast. Also, you can go to our website also at GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com to grab an appointment with the Gunderson team. Okay, well, you know, I was in Walmart about a month ago, and they were already clearing the shelves. They were setting up Christmas decorations and whatnot. Well, midnight, October 25th, that's tomorrow, will mark the earliest start date ever for the retailer's holiday shopping season. That's right, October 25th. All kinds of deals. You want to go into your local Walmart. The early start is due in part to the late Thanksgiving. Yeah, Thanksgiving is not until the 28th, I think, this year. 28th. Usually it's a little bit earlier than that. So that cuts into that holiday season. So it kicks off tomorrow. All kinds of deals happening at Walmart tomorrow. Let's see. I watched Zuckerberg a little bit yesterday. Try to describe Libra and all of this. He seemed to stumble around quite a bit. I would also say that he was quite defiant. 6 hours of harsh questioning. I don't think AOC likes Zuckerberg. I don't think he likes her either. And I don't think that Maxine Waters likes Mark Zuckerberg. It was quite the day. Zuckerberg's got a real uphill battle trying to sell that cryptocurrency by the name of Libra. Okay, what's the biggest earnings report from yesterday? Well, I got to tip my hat and give the nod to Tesla. Tesla. Boy, the short sellers are getting crunched. They're getting smashed today. Tesla, guess what they reported? A profit. Can you believe that? Finally, they reported earnings of $1.86 on $6.3 billion in sales. Sales down 8%, however, year over year. But it was that profit that has got everybody excited over this stock. Gap to higher this morning at the open. And that big gap up, it's being sold right now, but the stock's still up $40 per share right now, up 15.8%. It was above 300 for a while. Now it's at $294.19. They had a very big earnings beat, which was quite shocking, really. And surprise, 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 Tesla up $38 per share. You better lock in those profits because they're fading fast here this morning. Stock still up 15%, however, on the day. 3M disappoints. You know, we were in Minnesota, and we saw some folks that still own 3M stock. Unfortunately, it's become a soggy stock. You know, it's not exactly the growth engine that it used to be. In fact, not only is it not a growth engine, the last four quarters have actually seen negative revenue growth. That's right. Over the last four quarters, you've had minus 1%, minus 5%, minus 3%, and this most latest quarter, minus 2%. So not getting any sales growth whatsoever out of 3M. They did beat earnings by 8 cents. They missed their revenue estimates. The stock is a drag on the Dow today. Now, you could say, well, they pay that big dividend yield of 3.5%. Well, you know what? Blackstone BX pays a bigger dividend yield, and that company is growing at a fine clip, while 3M saw absolutely no growth whatsoever. This $92 billion company, member of the Dow, industrial tapes, adhesives, medical and office products, surveillance, communications products. Yeah, communications products, post-it notes. I stick a post-it, and when I communicate it, you know, stick a post-it note on someone's laptop or computer. No growth whatsoever at 3M. Another big disappointment here in the tech sector. Oh, I don't know if I'd call it a tech stock. I guess Twitter. I don't own Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Bill Gunderson during the day, and I'm also on Stock Twits, which feeds into Twitter. And if anything makes my eyeballs pop out during the day, I send out a little tweet on that stock. Twitter is down 18% today. I guess not even Donald Trump can keep that one going. Twitter down $7 per share. They have had choppy, choppy growth. They've had a very difficult time getting any kind of consistency out of the earnings there at Twitter, TWTR. Well, we've got some big winners here in the Best Stocks Now space, which we'll get to in the second half of the show. A very big day for us at Gunderson Capital Management. You know, earnings season is an interesting time. I enjoy it because I love seeing all the news items flood in every morning. You know, I spend the first couple hours of my day checking news on individual companies, checking news from around the world on what's happening out there. And earnings season, things always pick up considerably. A lot of fun. 128 S&P 500 companies have reported this week. I really don't see anything that's going to lower this year's earnings for the S&P out of the reports that have come in so far. I really don't see anything that's going to lower next year's expectations. That's 2020. And as I've stated, we're starting to get estimates on 2021. Very early estimates coming in on the S&P 500. And I just have not seen that many companies downgrading, talking their earnings lower. But we'll see. That's all part of the newsletter process that I go through tomorrow. You better sign up. Be one of the first ones to get this weekend's newsletter, the Gunderson Best Stocks Now newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back with a lot of earnings reports.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, meters and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Dow down 90 right now, but the NASDAQ still up 22 points. Big drag on the Dow today. 3M company GE also a little bit of a drag, Caterpillar, and now Cisco all down over 1%. 3M, however, is down 4.7%. A few of the Dow stocks have reported pretty bad earnings here. Caterpillar, Boeing, of course, with their issues, and 3M here today. But a lot of tech stocks doing very well, including a lot of best stocks now, which we'll get to here, a lot of them to talk about here today. I better get busy here. All right, well, let's first take a look at Microsoft. Microsoft comes in and beats earnings by 14 cents. They beat on revenue. I own Microsoft in my dividend and growth portfolio because they pay a nice dividend yield of 1.5%. A little less than a U.S. Treasury, but you've got that growth. Here's their most recent quarter. Their earnings growth was 21% year over year. Can you believe it? Hats off to the CEO at Microsoft that's able to keep a trillion-dollar company still growing their earnings by 21% year over year. And if that's not enough, their revenue, their sales grew by 14% year over year, and they beat earnings quite handily. Microsoft has been a monster of a stock here over the years, and it is up today $2 per share, up 1.44%. I would still buy Microsoft today, especially if you're a dividend, like those dividend stocks that are also growing. It's one of the best examples in today's market of what I mean by dividend and growth. Too many people chase those big dividends, and many times those stocks are not growing. Southwest Airlines, I do not have any position there. Of course, they've been hurt by the Boeing problems. Southwest flies those jets. Southwest has not been able to grow their fleet. Southwest, however, reported a very good quarter. They beat earnings by 15 cents. They missed on revenues. Earnings were up 14%. Yeah, Southwest has been a pretty flat stock here for quite some time. Not a big fan of owning the airline stocks. Southwest has been flat. Why? Because earnings are going to come in the same this year as they were last year. Stocks follow earnings. When earnings are flat, the stock is flat. And you're seeing that even though Love is breaking out today, it's still in a very much sideways trend, as are their earnings. Well, I had a lot of people asking me about Nokia, which I do not own. They said, will Nokia fill the gap in 5G with all the troubles at Huawei? Well, I couldn't see it myself. Nokia is getting clobbered today. Nokia is down 24%. So much for that theory. Down to $3.90 today. They reported earnings that were in line. They beat on revenues. And why is the stock down so much? Because they guided lower. Not only do stocks follow earnings, they also follow expectations. And when a company lowers expectations, or when analysts lower expectations, the stock follows. And conversely, when a company raises expectations or analysts raise expectations, the stock follows right behind. Stocks follow earnings. Valero Energy, okay, not a big player. I've owned Valero in the past. It's a refiner. We do have a shortage of refineries here in America. When oil prices are very stable, Valero does well, which they've done here. They beat by 14 cents. They beat on revenue. The stock's had a little run here, has Valero. Also pays a big dividend yield of 3.8%. But I have little interest in that stock. How about Ford? Which I'm sure Tesla, with today's big move, Tesla still has a bigger market cap than Ford, which always boggles my mind. Ford is down 6% today. Ford is not a member of the Dow. I think it was at one time. I'd have to look up Ford's history. But Ford not having a good day, down 6.5%. They beat earnings by 8 cents. They beat on revenue, but they obviously have not seen any growth in years. In fact, over the last 5 years, Ford's earning growth has averaged minus 3% per year. Now, let's test our theory. Okay, over the last 5 years, Ford's earnings have been going down by 3% per year, and the stock has been going down by 2.2% per year. What a correlation there is. Doesn't that make the whole market make more sense? You know, I have all these people that ask me, what about this and what about that? What about Thailand? What about Uruguay? What about problems in Hong Kong? I says, well, you know what? Just focus on the earnings and see what impact these events have on earnings and earnings expectations, because that, at the end of the day, is more important than anything else, that correlation between stocks and indexes, obviously, which are made up of stocks, and earnings. What a correlation, tight correlation that exists between those two. AstraZeneca up by 4%. I've had AstraZeneca on my watch list. Boy, that is a beautiful chart. I should have done more than just watch it. But, you know, AstraZeneca is one that is getting its mojo back. They haven't had a lot of new products over the years. They've had very flat growth over the years, but all of a sudden AstraZeneca is expecting some pretty big growth going forward with a new pipeline. They've made some acquisitions, and they also pay a big dividend. It's $117 billion, 3.1% dividend yield. They're expected to grow by 16% per year over the next 5 years, and I said, you know, I want to see that before I believe it. Well, look at this quarter they just put in. Earnings up 39% year over year, and sales up 20% for the big drug maker out of the United Kingdom. That's where they're based. Big blast off for the stock here to date today as they beat earnings. Okay, one more before I get into the best stocks. Now, well, I own Northrop Grumman. That's an aerospace stock. They beat earnings by 70 cents. They missed on revenues. The stock is up just a little bit here today. But Northrop, man, that's been a monster of a stock. It was $71 a share back in 2012. NOC is the symbol. It's now $354, a five bagger over the last 7 years. They've been growing earnings by 17% per year. The dividend yield is 1.5% on this Falls Church, Virginia stock, headquartered company. Okay, when we come back in the final segment, I've got several best stocks now that are just blowing up to the upside here today, having very big days. I featured them all on my radio show over the last several weeks and months. Reminder about Sarasota, it's now on the calendar for November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. I will be there with my dream team at the Embassy Suites. I want to try that out, the brand new Embassy Suites. You always get a nice hot breakfast there, you know. That's always good, better than a Diet Coke and a pack of Fritos, which other hotels offer. Out of the vending machine, you know, that's not real good for you. Anyways, we'll be back, and if you'd like to make a reservation to meet with us while we're in Sarasota, You can call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. I think I'll have a few Cheetos here during the break. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, let's take a look at earnings here. Let's begin with Lam Research, which, oh my gosh, look at that. Woo, that is a rocket launch there for Lam Research. We own Lam Research in our large cap premier growth portfolio, up 11% this morning. I have featured Lam Research many times on the show. Lam, not only did they beat earnings, but they guided higher. You know, that's really the potent part of the equation. It's one thing to beat earnings. Beating earnings is looking backwards, right? Over the last 90 days. It's another thing to guide higher over the next 90 days or the next 365 days. And Lam is exploding to the upside. New all-time high, Lam Research, LRCX, a $37 billion company headquartered in Fremont, California, which I believe that's home to Tesla. Isn't that home to Tesla? Tesla is headquartered in Palo Alto, California. But I think their plant is out there in Fremont. Tesla, of course, is up 15% also today. I do not own Tesla. Okay, the next one, Edwards Life Sciences. It's come back a little bit to earth, but it's hitting a new all-time high today at $235 per share. Edwards develops products to treat cardiovascular disease, including heart valves and peripheral vascular disorders. It's a $49 billion company. It's been growing by 26% per year over the last 5 years. And they also gave very strong, they raised their guidance also, not as much as Lam did. You know, Lam is also, you got to look at that and say, the global economy must still be doing pretty good. I mean, Lam Research works with many of the semiconductor and chip companies around the world. They are a bellwether of sorts to the global economy. And I would say it's very encouraging here to see a stock like Lam blow out earnings like that and break loose. It certainly doesn't give me pause to think that there's a recession right around the corner. That's for sure. Things still going well. And, of course, all eyes on the economy between now and next November, 13 months, a little less than 13 months now. The economy will be front row center for all 13 of those months between now and the next presidential election. And I would just say that right now, as of now, it still looks pretty good for Mr. Trump. PayPal beats earnings. PYPL. And that stock having a pretty good day. It's given back a little bit of its gains, but it's up 7.3% today. PayPal beats earnings by 1 cent. They beat on revenue. But they also guided higher. That's what I really like. That's the part of the statement that I like better than anything, guiding higher. PayPal, I also own in my premier growth portfolio, which is having a good day today. And last but not least, the saga at ServiceNow continues. They did report earnings after hours. They've given back a little bit of their gains, but it's still up 7%. Man, I got four stocks that are up over 7%, including Lam Research, which is up 11.3%. Now, ServiceNow has been controversial recently. There's been a few downgrades. I don't know why. The beat goes on there. They're still growing at 45, 50% quarter over quarter. Well, they lost their CEO. Why would he leave ServiceNow to go to Nike? Which, of course, maybe he likes the Oregon weather. I don't know, better than the Santa Clara, California weather. Maybe he's a trout fisherman. I don't know. Maybe he's an avid runner, but he jumped ship. Very highly regarded CEO that has taken ServiceNow to a $44 billion company. I don't think the growth is done at ServiceNow. I think there's still plenty of growth ahead. Even without the CEO. And of course, ServiceNow has already replaced their CEO. They got the former CEO from SAP, who ought to know a thing or two about the tech sector. And the rumor is that Nike wants to continue to move into the technology space. And you say, well, how can that be? Well, with all the athletes, all of these machines almost, these athletes around the world, Nike wants to monitor them. They want the coaches, the doctors, and the people that keep their muscles moving and all that kind of thing, monitoring them during game with all kinds of technology. And that's the direction that Nike continues to head in. Okay, I guess I was high on Cheeto dust here when I gave out the Sarasota dates. It's 18, 19, 20. I was looking at October, Bill. It's November 18th, November 19th, November 20th at the Embassy Suites, home of the hot breakfast and valet parking. Doesn't it make you feel important, you know, to pull up and open the door, and you're met by a valet, and you hand him the keys, and he parks that car for you, and then when it's time to go, they pick you up and park that car right in front. Now, you're responsible for the tip, but I'm covering the valet parking at the Embassy Suites in Sarasota. Sarasota wouldn't be Sarasota without valet parking. Now, in Minnesota, we had, you know, you park in the parking garage, walk over to the hotel. But you got that Mall of America, pretty cool. If you'd like to meet with us in Sarasota November 18, 19, and 20, give us a call at 855-611-BEST or go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.